After clashing in last week's Democratic presidential debate over their competing health care plans, Senator Elizabeth Warren and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg are both campaigning in New Hampshire this week. As WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, both are generating lots of excitement and lots of questions about health care.
There's little doubt that Warren has emerged as the Democratic frontrunner, especially here in New Hampshire. But after last week's debate, could this be a Pete Buttigieg moment? More than 600 people who filled a theater in Bow, New Hampshire last night seem to think so.
Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg declared himself a feminist and unveiled a plan to empower women should he become president. He wants to close the gender pay and wealth gap, provide affordable child care, paid family leave, and he says his cabinet will be at least 50% female. Buttigieg says addressing gender inequality is one of the keys to knitting this country back together after President Trump is gone.
This is a country where a woman can run for president and get the votes of the majority of American voters, but also that same country is somehow one that allowed into the Oval Office a man who abuses and denigrates women on a regular basis.
Polls suggest Buttigieg is running well behind the top three candidates, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders. But his campaign is flush with cash. Last quarter, he raised more money than Biden. He has a New Hampshire staff of 64, which is bigger than Warren's, and more offices across the state than anyone. And he's generating real enthusiasm among voters like Diane Eagle of Nashua.
I think he's an honest, sincere, brilliant fellow who's doing this for the right reasons. I mean, he's talking about saving the country. We're at a critical time.
And after watching last week's debate, Eagle agrees with Buttigieg on health care. She says Medicare for all who want it, which would keep the current system and give people the option to buy into Medicare, is a better approach than moving everyone into a government-run system as favored by Warren and Sanders.
It makes intuitive sense to me. I think he's right when he says people will have a choice and they'll make the best choice for themselves and we'll see what works best for everybody.
Hello, Dartmouth!
Warren was at Dartmouth College yesterday. It's worth noting that even after taking fire in last week's debate about Medicare for All, she didn't talk about it. Instead, she remained focused on her core message, how money and corruption in Washington are to blame for, well, for everything.
The price of prescription drugs, the opioid crisis, climate change, student loans, immigration, whatever issue brought you here today. If there is a decision to be made in Washington, it has been influenced by money.
O. Ross McIntyre, a retired doctor from Lyme, New Hampshire, came to hear Warren and says he's all for Medicare for All.
We are letting people make money on the backs of sick people, and it's just not fair. We'd be better off with a one insurance program for everyone, because that way you spread the risk. But whether she can sell out or not, I don't know.
That's a key question for Warren. A WBUR poll this week found that while many Massachusetts Democrats support Medicare for All, far more favor a plan with a public option. So yesterday, Warren, who calls for big structural changes, was asked why not embrace smaller ideas that have a better chance of becoming reality.
Look, I don't do polls, but I can tell you, we have a democracy that is broken right now. We have a country that works better and better and better for a thinner and thinner and thinner slice at the top. 2020 is our chance to turn that around, and that's what I'm in this fight for.
Warren says she's fighting for Medicare for All because it's the gold standard. Yesterday, Buttigieg didn't disagree with that.
Well, I think that probably is the destination. I just think there needs to be a little humility woven into our policy that, if it's the right answer for everybody, then everybody's going to opt into it. And if it's not, if it's not the right answer for some people, then we're going to be really glad we didn't force them into it.
For her part, Warren says she'll be releasing a plan for how to pay for Medicare for All in the coming weeks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Concord, New Hampshire.